This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, the live version, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we discuss here on the program? Well, of course, it's health-related, but we discuss the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how they can potentially help you and your family improve your overall quality of life, or anyone you know, for that matter. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And at any time during the course of the show, if you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. Good morning, Dr.
Hey, John, you sound like your old self today.
Yes. You know, we have talked about a lot of things that you do at Innovative Medical Associates and your doctors and your staff. And I got to tell you, we've talked from time to time about your patient advocacy.
True.
And you said to me a couple of months ago, you know, I'm not quite sure that your cardiologist is really on point with some of the things.
That's right.
And I thought about it. Really, I didn't do anything about it.
I know.
And unfortunately, went to the hospital a few weeks ago, and I'm doing better now. But the point is that the cardiologist in the hospital told me to get an appointment right away with
his partner. Right.
And I called several times, and I couldn't get an appointment.
Of course.
Well, no, he's very busy.
Of course.
We can give you an appointment in July.
Right.
Wait a minute. This is March, okay?
Yeah.
The point is that you're an advocate, and you recommended a colleague of a colleague of yours.
Right.
And I called him up, and in 10 minutes he called me back. He says, I can get you in March 30th.
That's right. And I knew he would. And I've been nudging you in that direction for a couple of months. But,
yes.
You know, bottom line is, you know, sometimes we let what we think is more expedient get in the way of what's right.
Yes.
And, you know, part of that maybe, you know, is just human nature, that we want to do the thing that may be easiest. But the easiest thing is not always the right thing to do. And I would say that I take patient advocacy very, very seriously. In a functional medicine practice or a functional medicine clinic that we run, it's very, very important to have good relationships with other colleagues so that you can send your patient out for the specialty they need. Now, that becomes muddy too, John. In other words, you know, I never want to be biased. I don't want to be biased. I do sometimes I like other cardiologists for specific things, but fundamentally, I like a guy who thinks like we do in that, yes, we want to use the least amount of medication necessary to help a patient, but I also want him to be there for the patient. And I got to tell you, today the landscape of medicine has changed. You don't see that? My patients see it.
Obviously,
You know, you can't get an appointment with your primary. You can't get this. You got to do the PA. It's very disheartening. And the larger systems have gobbled up a lot of independent practices. So, again, you really got to look. I have a great network of specialists that we use locally. And I have a lot of colleagues who actually subscribe to the same type of medicine that I do in other parts of the country,
yes,
who I see on a regular basis and talk to them on a regular basis. So I always know what's going on out there and really maybe what we should look at. And I think I have an advantage because I look for the science behind everything we do. John. Everything.
I know. You're a scientist at heart.
That's it, baby. I say I'm a scientist by trade.
Yes.
And I think it has made an absolute unequivocal difference with the physicians that we do have and my physicians and my physician consultants.
Well, the point of me telling this story mm-hmm. was that it's another benefit to having Dr. Molly in your corner. So
Thank
that when you.
You
become a patient,
oh, yeah.
you have Dr. Molly as an advocate. And that is really very important.
Well, thank you, John. And I don't just do it for you, whom I happen to like very much. I do it for all of my patients. If I have a bias, do you want to know what it's to? It's to being a patient of mine. We are biased about our patients. We only want the best for them.
And you certainly do that. And that's why I wanted to bring this out. Because a lot of times people will listen to the show and they say, well, I don't know if this is for me. And maybe you're healthy or you're have a few challenges, but this is the benefit of Dr. Molly. That's the point.
Kind.
That's the point. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We usually start the program in a different direction, but I really had to tell that story. It was just, I couldn't let that one go. But we talk about what Dr. Molly does and
sure.
What the benefit is your practice.
You know, we are a medical hydration facility. And we really, what I believe, practice functional medicine in that we want to improve quality of life for our patients, regardless of wherever they are in their own continuum of illness or condition. And that means we run the gamut. But philosophically, I would say, all the healthcare providers all together have a philosophy that we want to use the least amount of pharmaceuticals necessary to help a patient get through their condition, maintain a great quality of life. And all of that, by the way, I have to say, quality of life, it always makes me smile because it's so different for each and every person. It really is. For some people, they're in their 80s and they want to continue to go into their business, right? For other people, it's like, I just want to go out and have a good time with my grandkids. So quality of life varies depending on where we are in our continuum in life and where we are in our continuum in our condition. But that is our major difference, I would say. And we are a medical hydration clinic in that we are able to use the natural substances in a therapeutic level and help a patient effectuate that change that we are looking for.
So the nutraceuticals,
right.
in some cases, replace partially the pharmaceuticals.
It can, or it can work in conjunction with some pharmaceuticals and actually improve the outcome of a patient's condition because it can enhance some pharmaceuticals and work synergistically with them. So, yes, that is one of the things, and that's why we use hydration as the vehicle. But it's not the only vehicle we have in our facility, as you know.
Do you find that people are on too many pharmaceuticals?
I would say that the majority of people come in, you know, we laughed about the fact that the majority of people in the very beginning of this radio show used to come in with bags and bags and bags of nutraceuticals or natural products. We still have that. But in addition, they bring in bags and bags of pharmaceuticals. So now we have a double whammy to go through. But yes, I would say that many times people don't realize there are side effects to the pharmaceuticals that could be contributing to how they feel within the scope of what they're doing.
Yeah, and you know, you're mentioning side effects. One of my docs, not your mm-hmm. docs, but one of the specialists, put me on a particular drug.
I remember.
And it lowered the blood pressure.
Right.
And I was in the hospital and they said, your blood pressure is so low, and I never had that.
I know
that. So they reduced the dosage of that.
Of course. And this is the fine art. That's the art of medicine as well as the science of medicine. So, you know, in our facility, we're looking at that for our patient and saying, okay, what can we do to help a patient get off of the medication, reduce the medication, bring in the natural substances, and help that patient through their particular condition?
Do you find that people come to you, and I know you have people that have come to you like myself for 20 years. You've had other people for 25 years, and other people who have just started.
Sure.
what's the average? I mean,
well, most people stay with us for, look, here's the thing. Most people will stay with us on depending on where they are. For example, cancer patients and cancer supportive care is just that. You may have to help a patient through whether they do conventional, non-conventional surgical intervention. You have to help them through that. And then they go, they may step down a little bit. Again, I always tell my patients, look, I'm not looking to go steady with you. I don't want to go steady with you. But I want to be involved with you enough that we can together make sure that your quality of life stays at a great quality of life, not just mediocre, and that we look at all the pharmaceuticals as well as nutraceuticals on an ongoing basis. So it can they can stay with us for as long as 6 months, 7 months, whatever.
Many patients have said, you know, we're going to talk about this later on today, but many patients have said that this is the only thing they do and this is the only thing that helps them.
Well, I would tell you that is true sometimes for a lot of the cancer supportive patients, other than after they've completed. What I hate? I hate when a patient comes to me and said, a doctor said there's nothing else they can do for us, whether it's a minor condition or is as deadly as a cancer diagnosis. When they say there's nothing else you can do for me, First of all, I believe the good Lord can do anything.
I believe
in miracles,
that's right.
And I've seen them. I've seen them here. I've seen people who were told, go home, pack up your stuff, and know that you have 3 months. Okay, you have 3 months. You have congestive heart failure. Oh, you only have 3 months to live. I've seen them live for 5 years with congestive heart failure once we got in and helped them with diet and showed them how to do a good quality of life and given them cardiac nutrition. We've seen them live for 5 years with congestive heart failure. I had a patient who outlived his entire family, who they all died in their 40s and 50s, and he lived till he was 78. Now, and he was with me for 15 years, right? So, okay.
Yes.
That's a win for us.
That's a win, and it's just one of the many stories. It is coming up on our first break of the morning. It is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. Do you have a question for Dr. Molly, or you're thinking, is this for me? I'm not sure. Well, you can pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505 is the number. And you're probably wondering, and I said it before, that not quite sure whether this is for you or not, if it can help you. Listen, all you have to do is make the call, book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how potentially she can help you. So that's the simple answer to that question. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. Check that out as well. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here the live version on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And we're going to talk about... this is a situation we are going to talk about later on, Alex and Anna, and one is a mold patient,
right.
And one is
that
a pox patient.
The initial issues were mold on one, and the other one was
the seems to be an overlap.
What I want to say is, you know, people talk about dual diagnosis in mental health a lot.
Yes.
But I started thinking about this in terms of, neurodegenerative and these autoimmune disorders. And I think that conventional medicine does an injustice to patients because we forget that these patients can also have a dual diagnosis. In other words, the diagnosis comes from the presenting issues, right? In POTS, of course, it's the cardiac issues. It's the tilt table is the gold standard. You have to see if the autonomic response between laying down and standing is there, and the fatigue, the exercise intolerance. For the mold patient, you say you look at, hey, did they have a mold test that tested positive in the particular building? Was it a sick building kind of syndrome? Did the mold come around from maybe their humidifier that wasn't cleaned up enough, that kind of thing? And any both of these conditions, though, are we would say are trigger autoimmune response. Autoimmune response. And you and I have talked about autoimmune response in general when we talked about mast cell activation.
Yes.
So obviously, POTS and mold have mast cell activation. And in the last few months, I've been really compressing data from an instrument I have that really does actually can tell me a little bit about the autonomic response for patients. It's done by Leeds, and there's an actual program, and the AI says, hey, Dr. Molly, hey, Dr. Pat, start looking at this, this, and this. So I've seen more and more of the neuro issues in both of these patients, and I started thinking about this, and I said, ha, what's the relationship between POTS and mold, mold and POTS, and is it all the time? No, it may not be all the time. But what is consistent seems to be the histamine response, meaning the inflammation in both of these conditions. And the inflammation in these conditions then start to trigger neuro, or maybe we want to call it something else. You want to call it psychiatric issues, like things like, things like sleep deprivation. It may give you some anxiety. Would that be a neuro? In my mind, it's a neuro response. But if you talk to a psychiatrist, that's a psychiatric response. But nonetheless, that this is what I'm seeing. And I'm seeing this in both patients. So I have to look at how do I help a patient through this? How do we help a patient through this? Well, we know that delivery of certain anti-inflammatories will help both of these patients, and maybe there's some overlap in that. But that's not enough, John. I have to look at the chronic conditions that each of these patients have and what kind of neuro, let's say neuro protocols will work for each one. They're a little different in each case.
Is the, what is it, more POTS or more mold? Is it hard to tell?
Mold may not be a reason that someone has POTS, but chronic inflammation seems to be the key for both, all right? And in many cases, now I'm looking at my mold patients and saying, guess what? They have symptoms of POTS. I'm not necessarily looking at my POTS patient and saying she has inflammation of mold, but I'm not going to rule it out that she might have had an exposure at some point in her young life to mold, because as I understood it, she was going to school, college, who knows, in these old buildings, whether there might have been a sick building syndrome. But one of the things I know for sure is what starts as maybe a mild allergic reaction to both of these people turns into a real problem of total inflammation. And each of them can have reactions with certain types of physical manifestations that may be trifly different, John. That might be trifly different. But in the end, I'm concerned now with the neurological implications of both of these conditions.
Your protocols are then geared to these problems?
Right.
How do you do that?
So now I have to look at the particular diagnosis and say, for example, in the mold case, the young man, I already know that we've gotten the mold under control. I had a 12-step protocol in that with an extensive blood work that was unbelievable. And so looking at that, I know that we've helped mold take the mold out of his dilemma. But now why would he be having symptoms of depression and this kind of thing? Well, I think it's the remnants of the mold issue. And I don't necessarily, I'm saying now we have to go into a different phase is what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's a different phase. And now I've got to look at the neuroinflammation that this young man is having. And how do we help him with this? And I have a whole different protocol. And with mold, for example, one of the things that I might use in the young lady's protocol, I won't use in his. One of the natural products we know can exacerbate the neurodegenerative disease in the mold patient, and it's normally given for mold remediation. But now that we moved into this phase, I'm taking it out of his protocol. So there are different, we have to look at this differently for each patient. And I'm not saying that mold exposure can cause POTS, but I'm saying it certainly can be one of the reasons why an exposure, not necessarily an illness, the exposure might have started the young lady's POTS.
It's another challenge and another very difficult case.
Exactly.
You specialize in these.
Exactly. In other words, here we go. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? We know that the histamine response in both of these is usually excessive. And that's what causes the mast cell. If you remember a few weeks ago, I talked about mast cell activation, right? And the mast cells go crazy, right? And that then starts it starts histamine responses, which then can increase POTS. And histamine responses can also then also cause some of the neuro things that we are looking at in these patients, like the anxiety, like things like depression, things where there's just no joy in either life. I'm very concerned about that. Concentration, brain fog, these things are now neuro-related. So let's say you walk into a doctor's office and you say, well, I'm having brain fog. Well, what would the guy go to in his black bag? He may go to a stimulant and say, here, this is going to help you get through school. Take this. But really, the underlying condition is inflammation as a result of another trigger. And that's what I'm saying. These cases are not something where you walk in and say, okay, they're going to be with me for 15 weeks. I don't think so. I think these cases really move, and they move in a direction that each particular condition has to be addressed. So a patient then, I say, has a dual diagnosis, okay, the autoimmune and the POTS. Let's not say that POTS is just what it is, but there's an exposure there. Something triggered POTS, whether it's viral, bacterial, or the mold.
We will pick up that discussion after the break. We are at the halfway point of the show. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, and we have time to take some of your calls. If you have a question for Dr. Molly, or you want to have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, feel free to call 855-839-1210. We are coming back. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. If you want to find out if this Dr. Molly and her staff and Innovative Medical Associates is for you, well, it's really simple. You just pick up the phone right now and call 856-489-0505, and you make an appointment with Dr. Molly to have that initial consultation, which is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything, and you will really learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you. 856-489-0505, that's the number for Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com, that's the website. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here our live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Some open lines here in the studio. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or a medical challenge you want to run by her, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Continuing this discussion. Sure. And you know, Dr. Molly, people don't realize mold can be a very serious problem.
Mold can be a very serious problem. Any type of trigger for inflammation or heightened inflammation in terms of profound inflammation in the body. I always tell you, inflammation is the enemy. And I think the link between the mold exposure or histamine intolerance and POTS and all autonomic and autoimmune conditions are that the body responds, and then what happens is there's a prolonged, even though it may be very subtle, there's a prolonged inflammatory response. And that's what I'm getting at. And when we have a situation where a patient has these conditions, POTS, mold, and also some other, we have to look at the gut health. The gut health is very important. We have to look at things like, are they on enough of neurodegenerative types of supplements and pharmaceuticals? Is there things in there that really we need to look at? In addition, ancillary situations, in addition, supportive intervention needs to be done now. Now the patient moves from the acute phase to a supportive phase. Once we get the mold under control, once we have the POTS episodes under control, we need to look at these things. What's going on? Why is the brain on fire? I talk about brain on fire many times. In these types of conditions, the stress responses are screwed up. There's body processes, the sleep patterns are screwed up in both of these kinds of conditions, in all of these autoimmune conditions. And the cognitive symptoms start to really become the prominent issues. And in that regard, both of these symptoms, most of these challenges and the symptoms they present are close to each other, but now there's a diversion. And I need to give a patient who has POTS certain neuroamino acids, and I need to give a patient who had a mold exposure certain types of autoimmune exposure. And then if I have a patient who really just has mast cell activation, regardless of what it does, they get something else. But you can see that I'm moving in a direction to help these people. And most of these people, by the way, are young, and they present with all of these challenges. They can no longer have any type of tolerance for school. They can't think. Brain fog is prominent. But again, the brain fog for each of these conditions has to be handled differently, because there are different areas of the brain that may be affected. So it's not a simple thing.
And I was going to say that. And I guess it's the kind of thing where people don't know that they have this problem.
Well, what I would say is, in light of the complexity of this, we have to look at the hormonal balances. We have to look. There are certain things that will work for everybody. This is why I say we are a medical hydration facility. You can go in and get anti-inflammatories at some, you know, spa, okay, and they will work for you in the short haul. The question becomes, the additional piece of this is, how do we get to the real heart of the issue? We help get the inflammatory response under control, but the cognitive symptoms are still there. And I guess this is what I'm saying. The neurological functions in all of these conditions are affected, but the areas that they're affected in are differently. And therefore, the treatment program, the ancillary treatment protocol has to be different for each of these patients, depending on what they're presenting and why. And I will tell you that that is the key to our success. And I know I have these two young people where they need to be in terms of the underlying cause. Now I'm moving into the ancillary interventions to really straighten out the brain fog, the depression, the anxiety, panic attacks. And you know what's interesting? Both of these people have very similar outcomes with that, meaning we're up to the brain issues, but the treatment is going to be different for each of them.
I would think that this is going to be a long-term
situation. Well, I don't want to say it's forever. Like I say, I don't I don't particularly care for telling people that they have to go steady with me. But when we have young people who are in their 20s, we really need to look at this and say, how long did they have these problems that went untreated and missed?
Probably years, right?
Yes. And what we need to do is sustain them now and move them through these continuums till we get to the resolution. And I would tell you that that's going to require also some help from the family and from the patient themselves. Because, again, to tell you the truth, this all comes down to mitochondria function and where these problems are within the framework of the particular patient.
What do you mean by mitochondria function?
I mean, they obviously have cellular, molecular, on a molecular level, they have cellular dysfunction in certain areas of the brain that translate into these kinds of issues.
And so what are you attacking?
I have to attack each of these people differently because different areas of the brain, some is in the frontal lobe, some is in the hippocampal area, and different amino acids work on different ways. Anti-inflammatories universally will help get us to where we need to go, but not enough. Now, this is the nuance of the care that you get in a place like ours. And actually, also, the skill level of my physician and my entire scientific team and my nursing staff, because now it's a question of looking at this and saying, how are we going to take care of the neuroprotective properties of the brain? And that's what we're doing now for both of these patients.
It's not an easy problem.
No. It's quite complex. And it's really complex on a molecular level. It is not just, okay, get the inflammation in order and then next. No, that's the simple part. Now is the complex part. Why are both of these patients having these problems right now? And I will tell you, that involves hormonal issues too. And again, men and women are different, but all of the hormonal cascade is also involved in all of these autoimmune disorders.
Ballpark, how many treatments do you think?
I know that generally for the initial treatments have been about 30 treatments, and then you move into another situation where you're actually, this is part B, sort of, if you want to look at it as an A and B part.
Right.
The A part is done. Now we're looking at the B part, and that could be another 30 treatments, truthfully.
Okay. So really, they're looking at a longer term.
They're going
term.
To be with me for a year or so. Okay. Absolutely.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our program is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here live every Sunday, 8 to 9, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We still have time to take a couple of your calls. If you want to jump in here and ask a question of Dr. Molly, or you want to have a medical challenge you want to run by her, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are coming back with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. And they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning here on the program. 856-489-0505. In fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-0505. Innovative Medical Associates, Marlton, New Jersey. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Check that out as well. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, wow, that's wonderful. We have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have a couple of minutes left of the show. Health Watch here, 855-839-1210. Our number here in the studio right now, if you want to call Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210. Want to wrap up this discussion?
Yeah, hey, John, I just want to wrap this up by saying to the listeners, you know, I don't like to make this a biochemistry or molecular biology thing when we talk. You know, I like to just talk it and bring it down simplistically. What I want to say is people go through treatment here and they start to feel better and they think, oh, it's over. I'm good. I'm great.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is don't be fooled by that. This inflammation, and when I talk about it being the devil, I am saying that on a micro level, on a level that we can't see or taste or, you know, feel, but it's working in the body on the cellular level, there are still things going on. And until we get to that continuum and to the next one after that, things will appear to be fine, and then all of a sudden you have a relapse and you say, why? This is why. Because most people, when they go anywhere, we get the mold out, we have a mast cell improvement, and everything is beautiful according to what the doctor tells you. You're done. But that isn't the case, folks, because things are brewing. Things are brewing.
We are going to go to the phones. I believe you said Michelle from Paulsboro.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning. Welcome to HealthWatch.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you, honey?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
So I was just listening. I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
And a lot of these sounds like I have a 22-year-old son who didn't finish high school, and he deals with brain fog, panic attacks.
That's it.
He can't leave the house.
Jeez.
And you're are you in Paulsboro, you said? Paulsboro?
I am.
Okay. Well, you know Paulsboro has been the site of a lot of environmental issues, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, I believe that could be a trigger for your boy. And what we need, I would love to have him and you come in for the free consult. I'm very excited about helping these young folks because I really feel they get mistreated in the medical model. It's like, oh, let's give him an antidepressant. Let's give him an anti-anxiety. He's just lazy. He can't do the work. No. There's really underlying issues there. And if we can get to them, yes, it may take a little bit of time, but we can get improvement on an ongoing scale, and you can measure that improvement, Mom. I'm telling you. I would love to see you and him, and I'll make myself available if I can, even on a weekend if you need it. So I'm so frustrated because I, too, you know, I've had nieces and nephews who've had these problems. And the schools are like, yeah, okay, he's just lazy. He's just uncooperative, you know. Doesn't want to go to school. I don't believe that. Not for a minute. You're a concerned mother. I can hear it in you. And I think pediatricians miss this, too. So that's all. God bless you. God bless you, dear.
Thank you so much. I'll be praying for you.
I'll be praying for you.
Thanks for the call.
That's what I hear.
This is really appropriate for today's show.
Right, and that is the truth. That happens. And Paulsboro does have a history of environmental issues.
A lot of industrial people.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's one of the triggers for either or some of these conditions. That's the point.
855-839-1210 if you want to get in here real quick. A couple of minutes left of the show. I want to talk about some patients. And one of my favorite patients of yours.
Harvey.
Harvey.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's been with me for
25 years, I guess. And, you know, I've saved him. Well, I didn't save him. I would tell you that Dr. Pat and my previous medical directors have saved him several times with cardiac issues, lung issues, and he's still smoking up a storm, right? The real thing about Harvey is he goes to the VA for his medications and things. Like, I have a lot of vets, you know. And the thing is, John, he's as compliant as he can be. Now, his quality of life is he likes to work 7 days a week. And he doesn't mind me talking about him. He is an alcoholic, but he's like, I think, 25, 30 years sober. Alcoholism, of course, is touching us right now because my godson, you know, passed away and just recently, and my sister passed away from alcoholism. More importantly, she just was brilliant, and both of these people are brilliant. But what happens is they have a multitude of problems because they have shutdowns in terms of organs, and that's what happens. They've damaged not just their liver but other organs, including heart and lung, etc. So he's been a trial for me.
Harvey has told me, and he's told you, that he gets more out of you than he does it at the VA.
I know that is true, but I don't think that's hard to do because they don't. The VA doesn't have time to really, really get into it. But I would say all of his conditions, what I'm saying is, all of his conditions were exacerbated by the alcoholism. And people don't realize, you lick the alcoholism, and I applaud you for that. But you have a series of health problems after that. And many times, interestingly enough, you end up getting some autoimmune disorders from that because the body is so used to the inflammation and being in overdrive. I've had people come to me who were post-alcoholism who have lupus, scleroderma, all types of autoimmune disorders, including the sleeplessness and, of course, the neurodegenerative issues. So, again, I would say to you, we've done very well by patients, and I'm proud of that.
One other patient you want to talk about, Valerie?
Oh, yeah, Valerie. She's a wonderful lady. She's a chiropractic physician who's been in my care now for several months. She did the whole conventional route for her cancer, stage 4 breast cancer. She did the entire conventional route. Every single chemotherapeutic isn't working for her. We are trying all kinds of things that she's done the research on, that we've done the research on, Dr. Kaska and I. And I will tell you that her stamina is certainly there. She was kind enough to bring lunch in a few weeks ago for the entire staff. And these are the kinds of things that resonate with us because quality of life is very important. She's still working. So, can we cure her cancer? The answer to that is no. But can we keep her going? I pray. I have seen miracles, and I'm certainly hoping that this does it.
And another one, Pat, who is on medical marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Pat was on medical marijuana, thanks to Dr. Kaska, my physician. Pat has cancer, and the pain seems to be getting progressively worse. And we have really been trying to help her with the pain, short term and whatever. But what I find interesting about Pat is she never gives up. Never gives up. And that's what we like about our patients. They have fortitude. They have resilience. And that's what you need today in today's medical model. You need to have your own resilience because if not, you're just going to get sucked in the way you did.
Yes.
3 weeks, 5 weeks until you get to the next doctor.
Yes.
I don't like that, and we won't permit it if you're a patient of ours.
And with that, we're going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you. At 9 o'clock. In fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. And don't forget the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget our Health Watch replay coming up this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann. And then, of course, there's Joanne, Delightful Dee, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one. And we'll talk to you next Sunday, our live version here, 8 to 9. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.